This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We begin today with two items, the theme of both of which is, I don't know. We're going to have to see how it goes. I mean, that's me reading between the lines, but it is pretty close to spot on, if I say so myself. Item one, the International Monetary Fund, from which comes today an economic forecast that, it's not great. The IMF says we are on the brink of the worst economy we have seen since the Great Depression. However, extreme uncertainty abounds. And pretty much everything depends on what that virus does. So, asks Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, how did the IMF come up with its very specific forecasts?
The IMF predicts the global economy will shrink by 3% this year, and the world's economic output will plummet $9 trillion over 2 years. How does it know this? It doesn't, for sure.
This has been one of the hardest forecasting jobs we've had to do.
Geeta Gopinath is the IMF's chief economist. This is her report, and even she says it could be wrong. Gopinath has never seen anything like this. She had to improvise.
We spent a lot of time talking to epidemiologists and public health officials. Now, that's not something we've ever done in the past. In that sense, it's very different this time around.
Gopinath also factored in how social distancing is affecting businesses like restaurants, movie theaters, and stores, and which countries rely most on those sectors. She looked at who has the best healthcare systems and what each country is doing to prop up its economy. But she's baked in uncertainty. She expects to revise her report. Oxford Economics chief U.S. economist Gregory Dacko says that's no surprise.
We're looking at forecasts that may change dramatically over the course of a day or even an hour based on a policy decision.
Dacko says any changes to the IMF forecasts will likely be to the downside. The report already says if the pandemic doesn't recede in the second half of this year, global economic growth will shrink by 6%. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.